This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
You cut your hair this morning?
Yeah, like...
That's a lot of pressure for the morning.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. It is Friday again, so I'm here with Nudia Hernandez, host of Nudia in the Afternoon on our sister station, Vocalo. Hey, Nudia.
Hello.
Okay, so first of all, if you were listening last week, you know we talked about sliding into people's DMs.
Yes.
And
I think I know where this is going. I know where this is going.
I was complaining that nobody ever slides into my DMs. And be careful what you wish for.
Because you just might get it.
Hey.
You know, you manifested it.
An individual slid into my DMs last weekend after apparently hearing the episode that went out and asked me if I would be in their music video.
Did you reply to it or anything, or just left unread?
I will say that I was surprised and delighted and very flattered, and aww, I will leave it at that.
Well, that's cute.
It was so cute. Yeah, I was like very pleasantly surprised by that. So thank you. You know who you are. You put a smile on my face.
So are we going to see any music video soon?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think this person is a musician. I think they just were just doing a pun. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the issue at hand. So for this conversation, we're going to be hearing with you today. You and the person you talked to got into the zodiac signs a little bit, and the Scorpios came up.
The Scorpios always come up. The Scorpios always come up. Always ruining my life. You know, I'm a Gemini, so it's like a Scorpio and Gemini, like even the friendship's a little bit rough.
Okay.
My sister's a Gemini. Uh-huh. I already told you my theory on siblings, that they're your enemies in your past life, and they come back as your siblings.
You haven't told me this.
So I didn't tell you this.
No, say more.
I was sure I told you this. Yeah, no, I heard this from some like ancient, I was watching the History Channel. Yeah, your siblings are your enemies from your past life.
Okay.
They come back as your siblings so you can learn to love each other.
Aww.
And when I told my sister that, I was like, I believe that because I almost hate you. Like, I would have
I love you.
I would have nothing to do with you if it wasn't for the blood ties.
You know, I have had a lot of Scorpios in my life. Only one of whom has lasted the test of time.
Really?
The rest, oh Lord. And I don't, you know, I don't discriminate, but, and you know, no offense to Scorpios. Like I said, I have one dear Scorpio in my life that I love very much, but
I discriminate. Okay. My ex is a Scorpio. He ruined my life. Life ruiners. Let me not get any DMs. I don't want to get any DMs.
Right. So like, don't be your DMs for another reason. So Luna Day is a Chicago-based vocalist. She's been a regular on Vocalo, and it makes sense because listening to her music is very vibey. We got a few different vibes.
You don't mind wasting time saving daylight.
And you talked about how unique her voice is. How would you describe it?
You know, I don't even know. It's just one of those voices you hear it and it's kind of like the tone and the rasp. I feel like you need something that sets you apart.
Okay.
In this music game.
Uh-huh.
Just because it could all sound the same after a while.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that that's always been a very important staple of hers. You know, like when you hear Tems, you can't mistake that for anyone else.
Facts.
You know, like,
oh my God, facts.
You want to be able to have that thing of where your tone or your timbre is so different
yeah.
that people automatically know it. And I definitely feel like she has that.
Well, what I really love about Luna Day's voice is it felt a little different. Like, you're listening to her talk, and she seems to be very soft-spoken. But then when you hear her voice, there's like a, it's still soft, but there's like a power that comes behind it, you know? It's kind of like a soft strength. I can't guarantee you really need. Tell me how you feel. How. All right, well, let's get to the conversation. Here's Nudia's interview with vocalist Luna Day.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia here with you in studio. We have a special guest. We've got Luna Day. Hello.
Happy to be here.
You've got a show coming up. Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's the first time you're playing songs off Atari, your debut album, right?
Yes.
Are you a little nervous?
I am. I'm ecstatic, honestly.
How long goes into you practicing for a show like this?
Well, it depends on what my goals are. I feel like this record definitely challenged me as a producer and as a musician to learn new things. So I feel like I've been practicing for like the past year almost, like on and off.
You know, I do have to compliment you on like your patience when it comes to everything, because I feel like so many artists now, they put out so much in a volume that they don't let it sit with people.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading in an article that you felt that you didn't want to put out a debut album because people kept asking you, when's the album coming? When's mm-hmm. the album? And you're like, I don't want to put out an album until I feel like it's that time, it's ready, or right. like you were signed with a label or something. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are so quick to put out like such volumes of music.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I really see the waiting, you know, waiting to to do the debut album. Mm-hmm. Is that just how you are in life? Like, you have that patience?
In a way, yeah. I'm a very patient person. So when the time was right, it felt right. I came to Ashwin, who's my producer and also partner in crime, boyfriend. And I told him, at the time we were just friends, and I was just like, I want to make an album. And he was like, okay, let's do it. And so it was that moment that I was like, you know what, if I'm ready to do it, nobody can tell me otherwise. There's no reason to have pressure. When it's ready, it's ready.
No, that patience is real, because y'all were friends for 4 years. No, you know, patience is like your magic card keyword.
Yeah.
What astrological sign are you? What is this?
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra.
Libra sun.
Okay. I don't know that much about Libras, but I feel like, yeah, you just really have this like patience. And I think that's something that like artists kind of lack nowadays. You know, mm-hmm. they release, you got to let it sit with the people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make them want it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all the big artists, like SZA, like, you know, then when it comes out, like people are ravenous.
Yeah.
Like ravenous for it. Who are some of your like artists right now that you're really listening to or like really looking up to?
Well, I would say Chicago's own Rava Renee. And I've been listening to a lot of SZA. I'm definitely, Frank Ocean is always on my radar. I'm always going back.
We're even waiting for the album. We're waiting for his album.
We're waiting. Yeah. Yes. He's going to keep us waiting.
He might be a Libra too.
No, he's a Scorpio.
Oh no, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Working with your partner, I do have to say, like, if you guys get in a fight, is it like, if we guys be in a fight, be like, okay, but we need to do this music. Is
yes,
it like when
sometimes.
It's business, it's business?
Sometimes. I'm more of that person, because I'm just kind of like, okay, like, we got to get to work.
We'll fight later. We don't have time to fight right now.
Yeah. I think for him, too, he's definitely the kind of like, okay, why are you combating me? Like, come on, let's get the set together. Something like that sort. But like, I don't know. We just kind of both have a level head about things where when it's time to work, we're definitely like, okay, let's get it together. Like, what's going on?
I'm like a huge romantic at heart, even though I hate to admit it. So when I see like couples that work together, you guys, also like Kaina and Sen, I'm just like, oh my gosh, so cute. Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
It's sweet.
What's the best thing about making music with someone you're in a relationship with?
I think the best part is that they understand you. I think having someone that really understands the subtleties of my feelings and mood swings and why I may be doing things is really helpful, especially especially as a creative, because I pour so much of my emotions into my work, where I'm literally like revisiting things and emotions and feelings and visuals in order to capture a moment in the song. You know, like working with someone that understands that mutually and is more or less emotionally, you know, ambiguous. I don't know if that's the way I should say that, but like just having someone that can find you, like meet you in the middle, is really precious.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, just from doing some research on you, it seems like you really dig into your creative pocket. Like you really get in touch with yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that can't always be easy, because sometimes you're not always going to the happiest of places, I'm sure, yeah. Right? When you're pulling the emotions of the music out of you. You know, reading, I was kind of shocked to see, like, you were born in St. Louis.
Yes.
But do you, like, consider yourself, like, a Chicagoan?
In a sense, out of respect for Chicagoans, I don't consider myself a Chicagoan. But I've had plenty of Chicagoans kind of adopt me in and say, no, you're a Chicagoan now. Like, I just know a few Chicago historical facts where it's just like people who just moved here 2 years ago wouldn't know that, you know, the things that I know. And I've been here for 14, 15 years now. So I've definitely seen Chicago change.
You put in the work. You put in the time. You put in the work. So this show coming up September 15th over at Empty Bottle, what could people expect? Like, who's playing with you? You know, are there other people on the bill?
Let's see. We have Oxymoron. She will be playing as an opener with her band. I also have Sinight as support for the show. Playing with me will be Ashwin Tork. He will be playing drums and doing some programming. And we have Michael Cantella, who's an excellent bassist, plays for so many Chicago musicians as well. And I also have Joshua Justin, who will be on keys and kind of soundscaping for the night.
Amazing. And so you brought this song Kindness with you today. Tell us a little bit more about this song, like behind the scenes.
Ashwin produced this song. I went into the studio one day, kind of empty-handed, and he was like, what do you want to work on? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, I was working on this song. And he has this type of demeanor where, like, nothing's a big deal to him. But he pulls up this song, and I'm just like, this is amazing. He's like, you want it? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, cool. Okay. Like, wow, okay, that's cool. All right, right to it. So he produced it, and I kind of sat in the room and I started to kind of ad lib, and I was like, I don't know how to like start this song. And that's kind of how the lyric, I wrote this song for you, came about. Cause it was just like, who else am I writing these songs for? I'm writing these songs for people to hear, for people to heal, for people to use as affirmations. And that's what kindness is about. It's about paying it forward and kind of allowing yourself showing up for people to represent you showing up for yourself.
Let's have you intro it now that you're here. Let's do this. You're taking my job right now. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. If you're just tuning in, this is Luna Day on Nudia in the Afternoons. And next we're going to play a song by me, Luna Day, produced by Ashwin Tork, called Kindness.
That was great. Amazing.
All right. That was Nudia Hernandez talking to vocalist Luna Day. That was fun, Nudia. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Luna Day is performing at the Empty Bottle on September 15th. And you can hear more interviews like this at our sister station, Vocalo, at vocalo.org, or listen on your radio at 91.1 FM. Also, be sure to catch Nudia in the Afternoon live every weekday from 1 to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. Nudia's interview was produced with help from Morgan Sioka. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. And a special shout out to Adore Namigade, Lisa Labis, Noah Jennings, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
It's also Mexican Independence Day weekend. I want to mention it.
Have a good weekend. It's Mexican Independence Day weekend, so enjoy if you're celebrating. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, add producer on to producer three.
Yes.
Producer three.
Yes.